When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELDWEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low-maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELDWEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
If you'd like to heal and balance your seven chakras, then you can't afford to miss today's special episode.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body, from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com, where we help you experience more healing, awakening, and abundance. In today's episode, I'm going to guide you through a quick chakra healing meditation so that you can feel much better immediately after that. It is 10:30 here in Vancouver, and it snowed yesterday, which means that it is pretty quiet right now because the snow tends to absorb all the sound. And the energy, especially in my neighborhood, is really beautiful, which sort of compelled me to come up to my room and start recording this impromptu meditation. So I hope you enjoy this. And as always, I'd love to hear from you if you feel a shift. By the way, before we begin, I'd just like to let you know that our mentorship Action Tribe Energy Circle is now open. The link is in the show notes, or you can go to mysevenchakras.com/join to learn more. mysevenchakras.com/join. All right, so let's begin. So let's start with completely relaxing your body. Relax your head, your eyebrows, your ears, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your waist. One by one, start relaxing all different parts of your body, your legs, your knees, calves, your feet, until you feel as if your entire body is completely relaxed. We're going to start with the root chakra, which is at the tip of your tailbone. And just intonate the sound LUM. LUM in and around your groin area and your root chakra area. LUM. We're trying to awaken your root chakra, which, by the way, is responsible for your feeling of grounding, rooting, connecting yourself to the earth, and your feeling of belonging, your feeling of being supported. So we're going to awaken the root right now. And as you intonate this sound, also visualize a bright red color. Lum. Take a deep breath in and then breathe out into your root chakra. And as you do that, you'll notice that your root chakra starts glowing a bright red. So we're doing a combination of sound, visualization, and breathing in order to really awaken and get your root chakra glowing and energized once again. Lum. Imagine the red glowing color of your root. And then take a deep breath in and breathe into the root chakra. Now let's move our focus to the next chakra, which is your sacral chakra. And the corresponding sound or the tone is VAM. V-A-M or V-U-M. VAM. So the sacral chakra is below your navel and above the root chakra. And visualize an orangish color, an orangish ball glowing brighter and brighter as time passes. VAM. Now take a deep breath in and breathe out into the sacral chakra. Take another deep breath in and breathe into your sacral chakra. VAM. Now let's move on to the next chakra, which is the solar plexus chakra. Now the solar plexus chakra in particular is responsible for your ability to step into your confidence, to be more assertive, to step into your inner fire, right? Which is so important in day-to-day life. And it is a yellow-colored chakra. So make sure that you visualize a bright yellow orb or a ball of light in your solar plexus region. That's below your ribcage. And the sound is RUM. R-U-M. RUM. RUM. Take a deep breath in and blow into your solar plexus chakra. Another deep breath in and blow into your solar plexus. RUM. All right, we're moving on to the next chakra now, which is your heart chakra, that is green in color. The heart chakra is sort of the intermediate or the in-between chakra between your heavenly chakras and the earthly chakras. So it's like a mixture between heaven and earth, the sky and the ground. And it's green in color. So visualize a green orb, a green ball glowing bright and bright and bright as time passes by. And the sound is yum. 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 Notice that when I'm intonating these sounds, you might also feel a corresponding tingle or a ticklish feeling or some kind of sensation within your body, and know that it's perfectly all right and it's completely natural. And try to do this particular meditation when you're not driving, by the way. Do it at home or where you're comfortable and you can relax. Yum. Take a deep breath in and blow into your heart chakra. Take another deep breath in. Blow into your heart. Now moving on to the next chakra, which is the throat chakra, which is blue in color. Imagine a blue ball or an orb in your throat region. And the sound is hum. 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 Imagine the blue glowing ball in your throat region. Take a deep breath in and blow into your throat chakra region. Take another deep breath in and blow into your throat. Take another deep breath in. Okay, moving on to the next chakra, which is the brow chakra or the third eye chakra. And the third eye is known for, as many of you might know, your sense of intuition and your ability to perceive extrasensory information, or your sense of knowing, your sense of, you know, seeing things that are beyond the veil, your sense of experiencing these subtle energies around you and within you. And the more you activate your third eye, the more you get to experience that which is not available to others around you, perhaps. So the third eye is an indigo colored orb. Make sure you visualize it that way. And the sound is Om. So we're going to do that toning now. Om. Take a deep breath in. And blow into your third eye chakra. Take another deep breath in. And blow into your third eye chakra region. Until the ball glows an indigo color. And blow. And moving on to the final chakra in the seven chakra system, which is the crown chakra. It is not actually in the body, but it's about 3 inches, 2 to 3 inches above the crown of your head. And you can visualize that as a purplish, whitish orb of light above your head. And for this particular chakra, there's actually no tone, so you can, you know, visualize or feel the sound of silence. So we'll experience silence for about 20 seconds and then we'll come back. And as you're doing that, visualize a purplish, whitish orb glowing more and more. Take a deep breath in and blow out the air like a fountain out of your crown. Take another deep breath in and pour the air out and into your crown chakra. You are now completely still, completely relaxed, completely vibrant. And you are literally in a state of manifestation. This is your essence where all your chakras are vibrating. They are healthy. You feel relaxed. You feel calm. You feel light, you feel happy, you feel joyful. And in this state, you're able to attract into your life experiences, opportunities, people, and things that you want and that you'll need in order to live a very fulfilled and joyful life. So you can stay on like this for as long as you like by just pressing pause. Otherwise, you can gently come out of your meditative state. You can open your eyes, drink a glass of water, rub your face. You know, and just get used to your surroundings. I hope you enjoyed this particular session. And I'd love to connect with you. If you have a message for me or some feedback or something at all, my email is aj@my7chakras.com. aj@my7chakras.com. If you enjoyed this meditation, then take a screenshot and share it on Instagram. My handle is @my7chakras. That's @my7chakras. And finally, if you like these sessions, if you'd like to be part of a community which is all about mastering your energy and experiencing more healing, awakening, and abundance, and if you'd like to connect with some kind-hearted, benevolent, and experienced mentors, yogis, shamans, mystics, intuitives, teachers, then I've spent a lot of time to curate a community that's called the Action Tribe Energy Circle. And as I'm recording this, this month we're focusing on activating and unlocking your divine purpose using shamanic journeying that is being taught by a mentor called Rachel Mann, who is a highly experienced shaman. And so that's the masterclass that's playing this month. Last month, it was all about experiencing more abundance into your life by working on your root chakra. So if this makes sense, you know, if you'd like to learn more, then go to my7chakras.com/join. That's my7chakras.com/join. I've got a page over there that sort of tells you more about what this experience is like. And if you feel that, you know, that experience is not for you right now, then that's completely fine as well, because I'm planning to have even more podcast episodes and other content lined up for you in 2020 and beyond. I highly appreciate your intention, your attention, and your energy and your love. And I'm so appreciative to you for that. I hope you have a great day ahead. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my7chakras.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.